Our blessed nation. And God bless Nigeria, 99.3 Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side welcome is 27 minutes past 12 on the clock. It's good to have you there. And we're over here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, following through the news, top of the headlines, and finding out what's breaking, what's following, what's developing, what's being updated, and furnishing you with facts and figures. So we're yet to have figures, but right now, surprisingly, but ongoing, would be the live update for the All Progressive Congress special convention to elect the party's presidential flag bearer for the 2023 general elections. Yeah, the event is holding at the Eagle Square, Abuja. We see 2,340 delegates queuing to choose their preferred presidential candidate. It's so interesting to see that. I didn't think it was going to take almost 48 hours. I mean, well, maybe it's like a little over 24 hours, but is it a little? It's taking so long. And yesterday I praised the APC for being a little better than the PDP with, you know, the whole timing thing. Maybe I spoke too quickly because here we are. But never worry, and maybe you can understand why it's taking a little longer. It would probably be because the party is a little bigger, given that they're, you know, the ones in office. All right, great. But that would not necessarily be top of our conversation this afternoon. Now, what has been? I have two observations. One, we cannot determine the winner. We can assume on so far counts. The votes counted so far, who might be coming on top, like who might be taking the lead. So once again, let me repeat that. I have no specifics as to who the winner is, but there is a fair assumption as to who is taking the lead. Get it? Now, three names have pretty much reoccurred, and that would be Bola Tinubu, Rotimi Amaechi, and Yemi Osinbajo. So those are the three names that pretty much have reoccurred. And from yesterday's conversation, I know that I asked you, hey, look, this is happening. Who's your guy? What do you expect? It's almost like I can't breathe. No. Have you called them? Okay. Yeah. So the top three names, Tinubu, Rotimi, Osinbajo. Yesterday, you had something to say. And maybe what you had yesterday, your commentary yesterday was practically just snatched out of thin air. Because, of course, you didn't quite have anything to work with. Today, we have something to work with. My guess is you're excited. My guess is you're not as pleased. My guess is you think, well, if this guy, you know how it is? It's like, You kind of do a certain arithmetic, really. Particularly maybe if PDP is your party and not APC, and your guy is with the PDP, you're thinking, okay, for us to win, we have to do this. Maybe your guy is with the NNPP, and you're like, okay, if this guy emerges, then we have not to worry. But if this other guy emerges, maybe we'll have a little to worry about, so we have to re-strategize. Then someone's like, well, because I've thought about that. You know, I've thought, if this guy emerges, that's a lot of work. Well, if this is the guy who emerges, now, this looks like this is going to be easy fry. So we would be furnishing you with updates. And this is one of those moments where I wished I had like someone with me in the studio to analyze not just the outcomes, but one thing that I personally observed. And I think I'm going to be subjecting that to your commentary this afternoon, which is delegates. So yesterday night, while just before the voting started, one of the umpires said something, and I cannot remember it verbatim because, one, I wasn't expecting it. I think it was more like I wasn't expecting it when I heard it. And so when I heard it, I ignored it. Then later it just played back in my mind. It's the fact that the umpire said something like, if you're a delegate and you can write, you may need someone to help you write. And, you know, it was only later I thought, hold on a second, what did I just hear? It would appear that some delegates can neither read nor write. And I have a problem with that. Now, you might say, maybe there is no problem with that. But this is why we have radio. And maybe we can talk about that for a few more minutes while we're waiting for final results to emerge. And of course, I've given to you what would be said to be clues, a sort of expo as to who might be leading or names at the top of the chart. We have Tinubu Osibajo and we have Amechi, Rotimi Amechi. If you have any commentary, if you have any comments on that, I would like to hear that. So we pretty much have a situation where it's two topics in one. And then the issue of delegates who it's suggested that they can neither read nor write. As a Nigerian, what does that say to you? Look, I can make you a two-minute presentation on why we should not be having delegates who can neither read nor write. First of all, right off the jump, a person who can read and write is powerful. Full stop. Because one thing about writing is that if you have the ability to write, what happens while you're writing is that you are thinking your thought and trying to put it down to pen. And the longer or the more time you spend writing, whether you're writing literature, articles, whatever, the better thinking capacity you attain to. It's like the more you write, the wider you stretch your thinking. And so if we have, and this is not to say that there is something about their choice to not learn how to read or write, is that I do not know that they best represent Nigerians. Because you see, there's something about knowing who to choose and why you're choosing that person. Not even when we are in a country as Nigeria, where your politics is largely driven by money. And not even the kind of money that's thrown around. These guys know how to, these politicians, they seduce even the devil in you. So I don't even have any specifics, you know? But at least from the PDP one, you'd be hearing someone got like $15,000. I heard, I don't know if it's accurate, but it's just a random figure. Someone said, you know, a group of people rejected Yemi Osibajo's $5,000 and accepted someone else's $30,000 or $35,000. Soon we could be out of dollars as a nation. It's like the dollars are seem to be somewhere else, but where you might normally have access to it. And that's not necessarily to say that that's I'm not giving you that as a fact. I'm just saying you can make assumptions on giving people money and giving them money that might have a kind of immediate benefit to their lives. And sometimes it's a kind of money you give to someone, it's useless for them to think. If they couldn't think about, if they didn't have thought as to, should I accept this money? What is the consequence of accepting this money? Do I reject this money? What are the implications of rejecting this money? Is it fair on me? Is it fair to country? Would I be making right judgment? Is it possible that this money I am taking does not impose on my conscience or judgment? Sometimes it imposes both on your conscience and on your judgment the moment you take a bribe. So if we're not having people thinking that far, and you get someone who can neither read nor write, and you give them $20,000, there's no point him. It's useless that he would think. You know, like in my head this morning, some of the votes that were annulled, some of the issues that emerged was that their handwriting wasn't clear enough. I'm thinking if someone paid you $30,000, you go to school, you learn how to read and how to write my name, you come back, you write it. But you see, that's supposed to be funny, right? It's like, well, there's not enough time for that. So delegates who can, and you see, he said it in passing. So I don't think that that's supposed to be an issue. So Lagos, Nigeria, is it an issue to have not so mentally powerful people choose for you? And then you and all your degrees, all your labor, and all your dreams of what you want emerge afterwards to vote after you've been chosen for. Now, I don't know. So that's the thing. It might not be your problem. It might just be, you know, I'm thinking too much and I think that there is a problem with it. It might just be that there is no problem with it. But I can only establish that and maybe find some comfort in your words if you tell me that there is no issues with it. So 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. Welcome. And yes, we are following live updates to bring to you who emerges at the final hour, flag bearer of the APC. So, the sunny side, we begin. Night 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name is Joyce, and what's your name?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here.
Good afternoon. It's Comrade.
Yeah. Welcome, Comrade.
Good afternoon,
ma'am.
May God bless you for making us to think and bringing us out of worthy. And for me, are you hearing me?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
With my conscience, I may reject that money. But some people, politician powerful, can cajole a delegate to even sign him, get warrant without knowing. Now, I want to give you 30 seconds in the question. Is it not better for me to collect so much infrastructure of once in 4 years with our only money and vote my conscience? But many of them will not receive $15,000 now, will only receive $30,000. But it's unfortunate that even Vice President is not sharing $5,000.
Hold on a second. I don't know that for a fact. I just made random reference to it that there is a likelihood, you know, that politicians just bribe people. Yeah.
Okay. Don't use that example.
Yeah, like, you know, but politicians just bribing people.
It's not bad apart from it. You go there, yeah. You go take it, and see. Let us come back and joke. Take it somewhere. Make it take it through to him. Safe is not exempted. So what am I concluding? Please, I may collect some of the infrastructure and vote where I want to vote. And I mean,
I'm with you.
So and you are my mentor. But you have said you will continue to submit to me. God will say a woman must submit to a man before a man will love a woman. You must submit to me.
You're complicating your life with all the issues. All right, sure. I mean, like, you shouldn't complicate your life like that. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, good afternoon. Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Gabriel.
You said delegates collected up to $30,000.
So that's the thing. I don't know. I'm not saying it. I don't know it. I'm saying that people get enough money to give them immediate benefit.
Okay. That's a lot of money changing to Nigerian naira.
You understand. So
yes, it's a lot of money.
So if you remember during the PDP, people posted pictures, for example, of someone said, so this is an envelope, you know, during the PDP rally, and it would appear that it was estimated that would be about $10,000 to $15,000.
That's what we hear. That.
Uh-huh. So if that's the PDP, you know APC now. APC has big players now, so...
They have been controlling the oil money, the MPA money.
Well, I don't know what they're controlling, but there's, for example, I think it was Amechi, who, while he was giving his speech, he said, politicians are going to come here and they're going to give you money. The question is, how did they make their money? He says, every politician here was made rich by government money. And he said, and I quote, the money given to you is government money.
Okay, let me revise to back to 2015. A Rivers delegate, I work with Rivers State, the same amateur who is talking.
Yeah.
$5,000 was spent, or to $7,000.
You got $5,000?
Yeah. 2015, I work with Rivers State delegates.
Yeah.
Delta State delegate was our place also. Bankwasu delegate was our hotel in Ikeja branch area, where our weekend, I carried the direct man who was amateur was calling. Every minute, don't collect so money from the others and delegate. They were using folk to be monitored. When I hear people speak in this radio, I laugh and smile.
Don't say you laugh and smile.
We are very close to all these people. Even Buhari, when people say some men's person is this, he will not have more than spend 2015.
Yeah, so
spend up to that amount.
You see, I'm not judging you for taking the money. Now, I think I have a different issue here.
I'm doing my own job. I have my own job to do. I drive. I enter my vehicle.
In 2015, didn't you take the $5,000?
As my normal day job.
Hold on a second. I thought you said in 2015 you got like $5,000.
It's not me. I said a River State delegate. I was working with them.
Okay.
Doing my own business.
Yeah.
My own business is to carry them around.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I work in the hotel. They all lodge in our different hotel. I know how much. Kukuru, that was the first time I saw that man one-on-one. I've been hearing about him. That was the first time I saw that man one-on-one. When I went here, I said, Peter Obi, I told my friend, Peter Obi will be defeated in Stone State. You trust Anambra people, the PDP in Anambra, the other
party. So what's your point? If you say Peter is going to be defeated because he's not bribing people?
Yeah. No one to spend money. That man worth over 100 billion. No one to spend money.
Why should he spend money? Like, it's his philosophy. I don't think you should have a problem with the person's philosophy, for heaven's sake.
You can't get anywhere in Nigeria politics without you know.
Good. So hold on. So now that's what I want to talk about. The fact that, for example, it's assumed that some delegates can't read and write and they're given money. What does that say about your country and you in the country?
No, it's a normal thing. What you get is that people cannot speak. They are not Nigerian. All these things are not true. We all know that our brother is over there. We, if you close to them, if you work with them, you know, most of them, we hear so Canada that cannot speak. They are not Nigerian. That's not true. Over 20
Hold on a second. Are you saying that everybody
speak.
Can
they
read and write? Hold on a second. Are you saying everybody can read and write?
No, man, I'm not saying everybody. No, it's not everybody.
This is
it's on stage, no matter what, they can speak pidgin English. In my own state, I don't say Delta State. No matter how bad I see the old woman of 90, they can speak pidgin English. If we move to other cities of Nigeria, other villages, both Igbo to Yoruba to the Northern.
Okay, so it's probably not even a problem.
They cannot speak nothing.
Okay, so
they can only speak their own language.
So it's not a problem, because I'm lost here. You're saying this is not a problem.
That's the way Nigeria works. That's Nigeria's system of Nigeria.
All right, okay.
We can do about it. Next election of February, another February, they're going to buy people last voting.
Hold on a second. No, you must wait.
For the public vote.
Hold on a second. When your clothes are dirty, what do you do?
If I do what?
If the clothing you have on your back is dirty, what do you do?
If I have clothing,
if your clothing is dirty, when your car is dirty, what do you do?
You go and wash it.
Good. Why do you say that there is nothing we can do about Nigeria?
I have a friend.
It's all right. Thank you for calling, because it seems as though this is a back and a forth. Thank you. So, woo. You know, sometimes when I hear stuff like that, what I want to say is, okay. Why are you complaining, man? You don't have light. It's fine. You will not have light. Yeah. Food is expensive. It's cheap now. You just wait like 6 more months. Watch inflation soar. Then you probably will call the radio station with a different update. Because if there is any... If you continually say that there is nothing that can be done about it. I mean, it would appear that you have even at least tried to identify the problem. But here you are saying, we know that there's a problem, but there's nothing we can do about it. You can't complain of your problems. You live with it. That's a next door neighbor, probably closer to you than a wife is, closer to you than a husband is. If you accept that there is nothing that we can do about it, then you can no longer complain. You must accept it, live with it, and wait to die from it. Yeah, like that's how you should accept it. All right. Otherwise, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I thought that was very surprising when I heard it. And then it alarmed me when I thought about it. Hey,
hello.
How are you? Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Jerry.
Good afternoon to you.
This is Jerry from my papa.
Yeah, good to have you here.
I want to say something.
Sure.
A delegate that cannot read or write. Joyce, we are doomed.
Maybe not so bad.
It's too bad. See, if he cannot read or write, how can you explain the meaning of a rec? When you want to negotiate a foreign negotiation, they present you.
No, delegates, they don't need to go that far. They only just need to show up and pick someone whom they believe is the next guy for this office of president? Or
Joyce, as a representative of a nation, that's supposed to be our first priority. Because
so now, isn't it true that maybe it's true that people in the cities don't vote as much as people in the hinterlands? Is that true?
It's a lie.
Are you
sure?
That's
a big lie. Because you as a person, you want to negotiate a business negotiation, and they present the business deal to you. You cannot even read it and process the information, or jot down the vital points in that thing. What are you? And you employ person. What if the person try to play you games and pranks?
Yeah.
With the other delegate, how can you investigate and know they are playing you? See, for Nigeria, this is one of the reasons why we can't move forward. And people are saying, people that have money and cannot spend their money. I believe that only a wise man knows his direction.
Mm.
If I have money in this election, if I'm a politician right now, and I know I can read and write, and I've already seen the picture that these people love money and I want to do good things for this country, I will not spend my money, because I know if I spend my money, my conscience and my will is to go there and make back my money, because I will not spend my money and lose my money. That is business. So those people that say, he has money, he should spend money. Only a foolish man that spends his money like that. A wise man will never do that. So anybody that does not give anybody money to vote for him, that person is the right person. Even the ignoring, in the nearest future,
He
is supposed to be a president and a leader in an organization. And God will grant us. We are getting there someday.
All right.
My take.
All right. You took me all around the bend and then kind of made a fair landing. Thank you. 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-571-90. Do me a favor. Be considerate with the timing. We have to accommodate as many callers as is possible. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce. My name is Mohamed from Ikoti.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. For me, I think it's very evil for us to have delegates that cannot read and write.
You can't say it's evil. No, I don't know that that's the right word.
Look at the responsibility. They are the ones that will pick the flag bearer to represent the pattern. They cannot read and write. So someone that cannot read that, what did they know?
Yeah, but is that really evil, or is this a function of those who participate in... You're not listening. Hold on a second. Is it evil, or is this a function of people who participate in politics more than other people?
It's not good. You're not
listening. When you say it's not good, that doesn't answer the question. You have identified the problem. What's the cause of the problem? Is it that people in the cities don't participate in politics? You can't just say it's not good. What would that even mean?
Joyce, that's why I keep clamoring for independent candidates. These delegates, we cannot move forward with them. We just keep collecting bribe. So let's just have independent candidates. So that's how we can move forward from there.
Okay. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Nigeria Info. Hello.
Yeah, hello, good morning or afternoon.
Come on, man. You're awake.
Yeah, I am calling for the fourth time.
Welcome, first time caller. Sorry, I lost you. Please call back. Hello, it's good to have you here.
Hello, Auntie.
Good afternoon.
Auntie.
Hello, can you hear me? Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yeah, welcome.
My name is David from Nigeria.
Good to have you here.
You see, just like somebody has said, or it is you. The people who do our politics are this illiterate.
Yeah, but it's so not their fault. Maybe people who are similarly educated do not necessarily participate in politics as much as they should.
Exactly.
Because maybe I think that's the only answer we can tell ourselves.
Yes. And just like somebody has said, what you can use to correct it in a short while is an independent candidacy.
Okay.
So that's because those illiterates that are there, before you can go in and change the trend of things, it will take time. It will take time. So that's where they earn their own means of livelihood. I don't just see any way you can change them from not taking money.
Oh. Okay.
So
Okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with the taking money. It's just a consequence of it. Well, look, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. So personally, I don't know that the issue is the taking of money. It's the judgment that supports the taking of money. You see, a person can take money and act against the supposed influence that the money has been set out to achieve. So that would be someone who has an independence of mind, or who is independent-minded enough to separate influence, or, you know, is to separate error in judgment and right action. So, and that's the benefit of both education and someone who is able to read and write. Now, whether a person who can read or write will do that is a different subject, because many people who can read and write still love corruption. Probably, they probably prefer. Maybe we would have more of them being corrupt individuals than we would even have of those who do not read or write. But there's a benefit to be said. And so I thought it was really, first of all, I was like, how do you allow people like that? So, but maybe it's not a, maybe it doesn't necessarily require a certain level of qualification to become a delegate. I thought it would be funny if I told you that I had a dream this morning. And in the dream, a woman was speaking to me from a pew, and she suggested to me to come fill the form to become a delegate. So the thing about dreams is some things look cool, but it's probably a nightmare. I don't know whether I should really take it up. I haven't given it thought because I've been following the APC primaries. At a later time, I probably might consider what that would mean. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Someone hearing me go, no, no. I'm sure you're probably wondering what's happening in the studio. Where? Yeah, some things in the background. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. Okay. We'll continue our conversation. I think I'd like to pick your brain on it. And the possibility that one of three could emerge. Bud report has it that Tinubu takes lead as sorting of vote continues. So I would hate to give you any kind of hopes and only for the last hour make a comeback and tell you, sorry, what I said earlier was incorrect. So we're only working with workable assumptions here. Tinubu, Amaechi, and Yemi Osinbajo. One of these guys will be standing on that platform, waving that flag. And the aim is to help deliver into your hands in Nigeria that serves you. How you feel about that? I would like to hear it. So, of course, you can call into the show and let me know what you think about that. That on one hand, this is a means of information and education. So if you have something to say about delegates, so I heard in passing yesterday, you know, like if you're a delegate, blah, 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 blah. Just good old housekeeping announcements. And then I heard, yeah, if you can't write and you're going to need someone to write. I'm like, wait a second. Then I ignored it. And then later my mind kept playing it back like, wait, someone who can read and write is going to make a decision on my behalf? Oh, wow. So let's talk about it. This is on the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Welcome to radio. Make it back. Nigeria Info. Hey, how are you doing? Good afternoon.
Hello, Joe. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Calling from Ogun State.
Thank you very much for calling.
Joe, my sister, see, the question you ask is quite obvious, really. And this, of course, reminds me of the words of Frederick Douglass that says, once you learn to read, you'll be free forever.
Oh.
That is why we have seen ourselves, we Nigeria, into slavery. And he further said that literacy is a path from slavery to freedom.
Mm.
There are many kinds of slavery and many kinds of freedom.
Mm.
But reading and writing is still the path.
Mm.
And because we have monetized our political space, that is just the reason why we have seen the dual critics being our leaders. And we're going to suffer it in the next 4 years. And that is the fact. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. That was a personal observation, a statement I heard. It was passive. It didn't quite appear to be an issue, but you know me. I think, well, that's something. Let's talk about it. The sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you.
My name is Abiodun.
Welcome, Abiodun. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Last night, I took my time to follow the program up till 1 a.m.
Oh, good.
And one major regret that I have is that the entire process had been dollarized, if you permit me to use that word.
Okay.
And it's unfortunate that the major flag bearers that we have, both in PDP and APC, got their tickets through manipulation of the process, through the purchase of the conscience of an average delegate. So you ask yourself, where does it take us as a country? It's very unfortunate, but having said that, the contest between Atiku and Tinubu, because as I speak with you, he is maintaining an unassailable lead.
Okay.
You know, yes, I can confirm that to you.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is that Tinubu as a person is the only candidate that APC can throw up that will give Atiku
a run
for his popularity and his money.
Okay.
Both in the South and in the North. And that is the truth.
Okay.
So it's going to be very interesting, but the larger question or the most important question, what is in this for an average Nigerian
is
begging for an answer.
Yeah.
And I'm a very sad person. Truly.
And
I
can thoroughly interpret that. Thank you very, very much for calling. Very well put together thought. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, my name is Jacob.
Welcome, Jacob.
Joyce, the truth of the matter is the two people, both Tinubu and Atiku, they are not as capable of handling the situation of this country. Them are very greedy. They are too greedy. They are greedy people.
Don't you think they have experience enough to navigate the political terrain?
Excuse me. Sorry. Let me say, Atiku has the experience because he has been the vice president for 8 years. But Tinubu have ever ruled anything national apart from the national leader of APC.
Okay.
You know, so Atiku is more experienced than Tinubu, but all of them are greedy to my own observation.
What do you mean when you say greedy?
Yeah, because they have what they want. What do they want again? We need somebody that can fix the country, somebody that can care for our future.
But they think they can.
My future now. We are going to still suffer 4 years.
Why are you pessimistic? Okay, so why do you think you're going to suffer?
Yes, because none of them will give me the listening ear. None of them. None of them. As I'm talking to you, I'm from the same state with Atiku.
Okay.
But I vote God for Peter Obi. Anywhere Peter Obi go, that's where I go.
Even if he joins Women Association.
I die with Peter Obi, Joyce. I die with Peter Obi.
All right.
Yes.
Okay. I won't touch that. Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello.
It's good to have you here.
Hello,
thank you
Joyce.
Very much. I'm with you. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Ah, thank God.
I'm glad you got through.
My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome,
I'm
Emmanuel. Sandwich. Thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce, what plays out at APC and still they are still counting the votes, right?
Yeah.
What that thing that they are doing, that say they are doing primary, that is not primary.
It's free and fair.
They are doing is an auction. There are presidential posts, like the each aspirant. They went there to go and bid. So the thing will now go to the highest bidder. The money, the person that has the highest dollar. You understand? So moreover, the structure of us using to even pick our delegates. Who are these delegates?
Do you know?
That's the first question, because I think in every that situation, there's a foundation of that particular situation. What was the foundation of our problem?
First, look, you are your father's son. You are your father's son. You're asking all the right questions. Good.
Okay. The problem, the foundation of the problem, let's even go back to the foundation. Where, how do we even pick our aspirants before they become aspirants, before they become a particular candidate in a particular party, before they now emerge as president? So, the foundation, look at delegates going to collect money. They don't even care about the pedigree, the merit of the person, the morals of the person. They don't want to know. All they want to know is to have some few thousands of dollars in their pocket, and they now sold the rest of the community.
I don't know that that's the right way to put it. I think the game, one of the characteristics of this game is that money is going to go around, and it's going to be undertoned. It's not going to be overt. Nobody's just going to throw it in your face, right? It's going to be undertoned. They're going to say, thank you very much. You're a wonderful man. I can see your work. God bless you. May Allah be with you. What you've done the last 8 years has been tremendous. They give you money. Yes. Hold on. Then they give you money and say, this is just transport, you know, and it's like $10,000 as though you were going to Mars. Yeah.
$10,000. Are they going to Jupiter? Secondly, Joyce, your sarcasm is very, very. I can give you 100%. You are very sarcastic.
Yeah.
Because all the things you have been saying, you know what I'm saying. That primary they are doing, it has been dollarized. And in a country like Nigeria, you are having a primary where dollar is flowing around. My sister,
the
we
game
are
is
not
the
going
game.
Anywhere.
The game.
The APC. See, how we can have the power to enchant all your youth with our parents, our forefathers there that are still alive, the ones that are still, at least, maybe they are old.
Yeah.
And we enchant them on the election day, even though Peter will be the camp to NGO, not a organization, we vote for him. Because we are, look at what is
you
playing
sound
out
desperate.
Now.
What? You sound very desperate. If Peter Obi joins an NGO, vote.
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. I told my friend, if you are coming to my house now, if you don't have your PVC, I will not open my door for you because you are part of the problem.
That's good.
I have a car I use for Uber. So any rider I carry that is a youth, you on the Monday morning, you are asking me to put Sound City. You want to be dancing. What are you rejoicing for? You instead of you to listen to news and know what to vote, who to vote for. You want to be dancing. There's one. I was listening to Nigeria Info. He was saying I should change it to music. I asked him to get the fuck out of my car.
What language? Oh my goodness. No, you're joking.
No, I'm 100% serious. Joyce, I'm serious. That day I was even trying to call you to explain. I was listening to you guys, and he's telling me that I should put music. Look at no light. No light. The same youth now will get home. He will not see light to charge his phone. He will go to his neighbor's house to charge his phone, and he wants to be listening to music. That's the problem. We don't want to affiliate ourselves with the system.
You're a very desperate man. You're very desperate.
I'm very desperate.
You sound very desperate. And it's not a bad thing.
Please continue preaching it. Preach to your friend everywhere. Vote your social media handle. We should get our PVC. Then let's now do the vote. Everybody, if we now see that, okay, everybody voted for Peter Obi, let them now put another person there. You see what we have for next year. They should come with their gun and their bullet. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Now, that was a desperate last caller. It's very desperate. Well, maybe that's the game, too. The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi. You're not Uche. Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
My name is Ubunna.
It's good to have you here.
Jesse, I'm when you mentioned that the guy said if you cannot ride, it's come around for you. And I was laughing because one of the person that dropped out, he said, I am dropping because I want to get old.
Oh, please,
what did that man mean by saying that?
Good
I am
question.
Dropping because I want to get old.
Well, I like the fact that you're thinking.
What does he mean by that?
You're asking the wrong person. But I like the fact that you're thinking. It tells you that this game is not for the faint-hearted.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. The one that almost made me giggle was the female presidential aspirant. First of all, I thought her dress looked pretty. But everything after that, I didn't get it. She sounded quite excited. Now, I'm not sure why she was half as happy as she was. And she kept going, mommy's here, mommy's here. And I'm like, you're not serious now, are you? And she goes on about mommy being here and mommy eventually throwing in the towel. When she, like the first 1 minute I heard her speak, I'm like, I think you are the one who should be stepping down. Well, so much for, you know, give us female aspirants. Maybe this is not our year. Maybe 2023 is not for the females. We're looking forward to the future. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Well, it's almost coming to an end. Votes are getting sorted. Counting soon to begin. Tinubu is set to be taking the lead. And maybe that gets your hopes up. There's also Amaechi and there is Osinbajo. Until the final whistle, it's anybody's game. So fingers crossed. I want to know what you think about that development. And if it perturbs you, if there's any way that you might bother yourself about some of the elements that happen within politics that might require influence, maybe total change, and maybe either the influence or the change is you involving yourself in politics, because for the life of me, it is practically difficult, except maybe a caller can tell us, no, it's not a problem. It looks like there might be a problem if there is any delegate who might require help to read or, interestingly, to write. Wow. Wow. Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the sunny side. Tell us your name.
Yeah, this is Mike calling from Musafe Jamkuku.
It's good to have you here.
The determination of this, their primary election doesn't matter to us.
Oh, it does.
If they like, let them put vote in Amaechi. If they like Osinbajo or Tinubu, they are just wasting their time.
Why?
We have determined who they put. PDPO, APCO, they all have said experience. They are there. A dollar is not becoming 1,000 naira. Insecurity, killing us every day and day. Poverty.
Yeah.
What are they still looking for?
See, but I think you're speaking. I think you're speaking too quickly. And this is I'm not trying to lacerate your hopes with a counter argument in that sense. It's that delegates, if for example Tinubu wins, it's Nigerians who have, you know, appointed him, and that should also say, yeah, it's
the
not
Nigerians
ghosts.
That have appointed him,
absolutely,
that they have taken dollar in putting there. You don't enter, you don't win. What you offer you, carry the goal.
Oh, this is something. Well, thank you very much for calling. Well, not as planned. That didn't go as planned. The Sony set. The volume of your radio set. The volume. Okay, maybe you need to hang up and call back. I'll appreciate that. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Hello, can you hear me? Guess I lost you. Nigeria Info, the Sony side.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you. It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling.
Yes, for Dogolu Land.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you see, eh?
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, are you with me?
I'm with you. Go ahead.
Okay, you see, either Tinubu, Osinbajo, or any person that comes from other planet, eh?
Uh-oh.
What I need is person who know my problem.
I'm sure these men know your problems. Amaechi.
I don't think they know my problem because they are the cause of my problem.
Uh-oh.
The only person that knows my problem a little is the other man that joined the Labour Party. I don't know his name. Maybe you can help me out.
Peter Obi?
Peter Obi.
You don't know his name?
Yeah, I know his name, but I just want you to call it by yourself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's the only one that know my problem a bit.
You're not sure about that, are you?
That I know that I can use $1 for 1 naira. That I can use 1 pound sterling to...
Wait. You're playing yourself. Yes. Hold on a second. You're playing yourself.
No, I'm not joking.
Did Peter ever tell you that he could bring $1 to a naira?
Even if he didn't bring it to 100 naira, it can be at least 200 naira. I'm okay for that. So that as a businessman like me, who manage a little business I'm doing to my family and to send my children to school, I can see small thing in the market and buy. Eh? with little money, my family will be okay.
That's some
little money. I can pay my children's school fees.
That's some.
I'm okay for that.
Well, that's
so let Nigerian wash their PVC, eh?
Okay.
Wash it very well, make it clean, and let us go out for voting.
Okay.
When we vote, we stand on our vote and we make sure they count it. And then tell us who win in our own, what do you call it there now? The our local areas.
Okay.
Then we carry it ourselves and send it to the where they will make the final arrangement.
Okay.
If they have the right person in the right position, the killings will stop.
Okay.
The narrow inflation will stop.
Yeah.
The school children not to go to school will stop.
All right. But okay.
If you put the wrong person there again, trouble is awaiting us. So
the Lord is our shepherd.
Don't pray for that.
All
God
right.
will not let us see what's bigger than us.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Counting is ongoing. Fellow Nigerians, fingers crossed. This is where you say, you know, last prayer, if you know what I mean. This is where it comes to an end. And we don't know who emerges, but you might just be pleased. By the way, the last caller is of some incredible level of faith. He believes that maybe the Naira could adjust itself to a point where it could exchange for 200 Naira to a dollar. I'm here for that. Like, God knows I want to have that. All the things I want to do with dollars, God make that happen. Because, you know, Nigeria is a dollarized economy. Everything you're pretty much consuming, pretty much just about everything is imported. So the dollar influences it to a certain extent. So it's like, if the dollar and the Naira, if the Naira can adjust to a lower degree, ooh, then that's good. Yeah? Okay. Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Expect updates on the outcome of the primaries. Hello, good afternoon, Nigeria Info, the volume of your radio set. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. We ready?
My name is Akons, calling from Oja.
Thank you very much.
Joyce, where are we going?
Heaven or hell, and that's the truth.
I'm telling you. I saw what was happening last night, and I'm shed tears.
No, why?
See, Jagaba is good, but the age matters. You know what we are passing through since.
Oh, okay.
I know that this thing will happen. When he started, I put fingers to those who he supported to be on that post, some governors, some vice president, some head of state. None of them say that what he said is truth. When he talked, he said, the boy that is very close to him there, that is his team there, which is that Amusu.
Yeah.
Now, the man went there and expressed whatever he want to do for Nigeria, but for that, there's no time for him, because his president who is alive is the person that we're going to lead Nigeria tomorrow. That he used that opportunity and drop his post to Asuaju. Everybody was clapping.
Okay.
Now we are going. If you can remember, my brother, and my sister.
I'm your brother.
What's the name?
Joyce.
Awolowo.
Okay.
When Nigeria get independent, he called Zeke. Let us divide this country into three.
Okay.
Let us also go to his place and the Yoruba, and he will go. Zeke said, "No, let us teach these people what democracy is." And he said, democracy is by a number. If these people open eye that they are going nowhere, Dick said, no, let us go ahead.
Okay.
What is happening now?
Yeah.
Except if they change the constitution of Nigeria, they start zoning. But for now, we are entering another suffering.
Okay.
So I'm telling you nothing but the truth.
Okay.
So what I'm asking these people is for us to see our youth. Our youth are dying. They have no jobs.
All right.
And everything they have, these people got into in their purse, and no one is coming up again. Look at this Lagos state, at least. If a PDP or another party come into this Lagos, you will see that this Lagos will change and everything will go well. But they have
put
this promise. But let us see what is going to happen.
Oh, well.
Between Atiku and the Tinubu, but for Obi, that number.
What?
Atiku got when Obi was his vice president. He won't get it now. I'm fearing that Tinubu is going to carry the day for that day.
Have no fear. Every man must act in faith. I don't know who your candidate is. Whoever your candidate is, you stand behind them, fair and square. Whatever happens, happens. That's how you fight. It's like, I'm not going to win here. Okay, let me just go there. A man uncertain in his ways is not worth anything.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
It's true. So I ask people to let them open eyes. This is a matter of, look at how dollars is running at that place. Dollars. You see dollars, where is running? Where are you going?
I think it's the Igbos that say that you don't tell a blind man that the war has started.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
If it is only our place, all things will be okay. But
don't worry.
When these people say they are going there straight, they're joining Tinubu, they are joining them.
Make a determination. It doesn't matter. Like, everybody is free to support anyone. But you see, anybody, if you choose to stand behind Tinubu, regardless of who his opponents are, you stand firm. Don't be moving around.
Frankly speaking, Tinubu tried a lot. He's the one that he brought this man up. This Buhari. He's the one that put him there. If you can remember the bull van that stopped.
So wait. Do you support him? Like, is that where your vote's going now?
Yes.
Fine. Thank you. Like, we know the details. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info. And indeed, I think that some of you want something, but you don't know if you should want it. You're afraid of failure. You don't go into a fight like that ever. And I quickly would like to share a story with you. It's of Greek history. And if you've watched the movie 300, and maybe you should watch the movie 300, where 300 soldiers stood against another group of soldiers, which are the Persian soldiers. And 300 men gave maybe, almost 2,000 men a run for life and death. 300 men withstood, let's say, 300,000 men. Yeah, something like that. Like, just 300 men against 300,000 men. And the 300 men never woke up saying, we're only 300. How are we going to fight 3,000 men? It doesn't make sense. That's not how. So you don't go into war saying, we're only 300 or we can't stand 3,000. No. You brace up to be the best 300 that has walked the earth. And then you go out there. And when your enemies blur the sky with arrows, then as the 300s, you fight beneath the shade. Off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side, 99.3. We are Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. It's happening today. APC primaries. Figures are coming out. So in a moment, I'm going to be sharing a few with you. That would be after we speak to our friends on WhatsApp. This is Nigeria Info.
Okay, so we have Uche, who said, we have a very big problem in this country. A delegate that cannot read or write is sad. That shows why we don't value education or people with good reputations in this country. Our politics is just the politics of money and wrongdoings. That's why very good and wise people hardly go into politics, huh? Okay. So we have Afrigogo Delogo from Obalende, who said, over the years, we've had intellectuals who can read, speak, and write very well as presidents of this country, but there's nothing to write home about.
Okay.
So it's better we have who's not educated but can do the job.
Okay. Yo, did you really say that with all of your might and all of your strength and all of your human logic? Did you say, are you awake? Are you aware?
Wow.
Do you know? What do you mean you'd rather have someone who's uneducated do the job?
Very interesting.
What's your name?
Afrigogo Delogo. From Obalende.
Okay. All right.
Well, So we have
Ifayi,
who said, concerning the inability to riot by the delegates, I felt the problems coming from the Nigerian constitution. If a public servant can get to the highest position with just a WAEC certificate, and a civil servant needs a high certificate to get to a top position, what are you expecting?
Fantastic question.
The solution is simple. Amend the constitution for the betterment of the country.
All right. I even feel like when it comes to like educational qualification, and maybe it's also as a, maybe it's, I don't know if it's a function of our history or whether it's the makeup of the society. And I don't even mean to be a little too expectant, but I feel like there's something about the educational requirement that's a little below par. Personally, I just feel like there's just something about it, it's just a little below par.
It is. Yeah. Yeah. So we have an anonymous person who said, the painful thing about this whole exercise is that we are all complaining here and majority of the elite citizens don't even have a voter's card.
And what they have is international passport, foreign passports. I mean, you don't blame. Now, when your eye has seen back in front.
Attack me directly, please.
I guess what you do is dual citizenship, please. Yeah, but I get your point. I really get your point.
He said, we're here lamenting. If it's easy, why can't we all leave our businesses and offices to join these political parties? Do we still want this to continue for the next 8 years? Let's put sentiments aside.
That's a very solid point, really.
Okay. We have Dare from Shongotedo who said, you know what? Selecting an illiterate as a delegate is an act of fraud. It's true that someone will want to make a case for them that they are citizens. Being a citizen here is not enough. If they are qualified, then the non-citizens should be there too to represent their bloc. Why was it necessary for the aspirants to give speeches when the people who were to do the voting could not even understand what they were to say, let alone possessing the ability to process the information? Professor Osinbajo made a profound statement early this morning when he gave his speech. If the delegates possess the acumen to process information and the conscience to do the right thing, the voting pattern will never favor certain people.
Okay. Well, true. I mean, like, that's a point. Absolutely. You can't even take away from that. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Thanks to our friends who are on WhatsApp. And I'm going to speak to two people and start sharing figures, at least the ones we have so far. We're Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us your name. You go ahead.
This is Remy.
Welcome, Remy. Is that bad? I know. It's really... Whoa. When I even thought about it, I'm like, there's no way you're delegating for me. But it's like, I'm in my VI apartment. What do you do from there?
There is a mind game these people are playing.
What?
Yeah. The same way the primary is being organized. That's like the way we usually have the election every year. How they actualize their result is the by vote. And that is what they are getting from this primary.
Okay.
That is how they end up winning.
Let me even frustrate you. Results are out. So there's no amount of venting that you vent now.
Yeah.
That's going to alter the figures that are coming out. So it seems as though that there's something about the structure that needs to, like, change for the outcome to be different. Otherwise, I'm just about to read the results to you. Whether you think it's, you know, clean
or... I'm less concerned about APC and PDP's primary.
Okay. Who are you?
I'm less concerned about the two primaries.
Okay.
Just like Peter B said, the people are the structure. And that is the reality.
Okay.
I was part of the last election, the government election. We had a candidate in my ward. We had 47 polling units and 63 streets in our ward. So out of 47 polling units, we won 7 polling units.
Okay.
The ruling party won 40. And we could tell how they won it. On that day of election, they were paying people.
Wow.
We didn't pay a dime.
Okay.
We didn't pay a dime. Prior to that time, we did the door-to-door evangelism and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You get. Mm. So I can tell anybody for a fact that vote counts. If vote does not count, they wouldn't buy your vote. They need that result to show that they won the election.
Yeah.
So that is why they keep buying votes. So for anybody who believes there's nothing we can do, there's a lot we can do.
So hold on a second. Is it possible, therefore, that if a person is able to buy your vote, then it's okay for them to say they own it?
Of course, you please, please, Baba, take the tune.
Yeah, if you're willing to take my money and I take your vote, then maybe I shouldn't be feel too guilty. After all, I paid you money for the vote. So yeah, he owns it or she owns it.
Can an aspirant who pay each delegate thousands of dollars just to win the presidential ticket? Do you think it's going to work for the people or for his pocket?
To be honest, I'm even thinking about delegates. I'm like, any delegate to give $10,000 is not going to think. Thinking is hard. $10,000 came like that?
Same thing as voters. Any voter you pay a dime to, you owe them no explanation how you run the system if you become the president or the governor.
Sounds like something.
So you get, so
we're analyzing it good.
We can determine who wins. And it's very simple, Joyce.
Mm.
Most people live closer to their polling unit on election day.
Yeah.
Most people, most electorate. So the idea is does this. Make sure you vote and wait behind to defend your vote.
Okay.
By so doing, it becomes more difficult.
All right.
But the moment there is voter apathy, makes it easier.
All right.
It makes it easier for them to manipulate.
All right.
So we can make... I'm even happy we have three major people contesting now. So it's not like... We are between the devil and the blue sea, or whatever, how they put it.
Mm.
So you have a choice now to make.
Thank you.
It is now upon we, the masses, we, the electorate, to determine who we want.
Okay.
Don't let them tell you you're wasting your vote. 7 years of APC now, you could tell we wasted the vote for about 7 years.
Okay.
But what has changed? Nothing. So if anybody says to you that you're wasting your vote, tell them to the 7 years, so I haven't wasted our vote.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have OC on Skype. And hello, OC. How are you? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Your name's OC. Where are you calling us from?
Oh, I'm calling from Canada.
Good to have you here. Where in Canada are you at? Vancouver?
I mean, Ontario.
Oh, okay.
You know, we just had our elections last week.
What do you mean we just had our elections? Are you Canadian?
Oh, like we just had like our provincial elections.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's fantastic. You sound Canadian, all right. You're speaking like you're Canadian. I don't blame you too much. It's good to have you here.
Okay. Yeah. So, and then I had the privilege to work as a poll official at the elections. And trust me, like we have a long way to go.
You mean us Nigerians or you Canadians?
Oh, yeah. I mean like. Nigerians, right?
We know.
Like we have a long way to go.
I mean, I can tell you for one, I thought that the APC should have gotten, what's that screen you read from? Teleprompter.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
so everything is electronic, right? You come, you cast your ballot, and then immediately, like, so there's a way we do, like, we scan your vote and then it's sent electronically, and then like you get to see the results almost immediately, like the same day, except probably then we have,
and it's
like,
not manually done, it's electronically done.
No, like you just slot in your ballot, it scans, and then, you know, tablets, whatever, and then like it's so easy. And I mean, no matter your age, even if you're like 89 or 90 or something like that, like you can still vote, and it's very easy to do.
Okay.
So where am I driving at? Like, I just noticed, because I've been following the APC and PDP convention, and it turns out that we've formalized vote buying, right? So that's supposed to be criminal. Like, why would you induce someone to vote for this aspirant or vote for this person?
Oh.
And then on the news everywhere, like, we are boldly saying, hey, like, there's thousands of dollars going on. I thought you said we had, like, ICPC and EFCC on ground, like, to, you know, cop. And then, you know, so why are they going after like these politicians? Like, where do they get these dollars from? Isn't it criminal to induce votes? Like, okay, so in the elections last week, I was a poll official, and periodically we are asked to go around and ensure that there are no aspirants or representative of aspirants. You know, they're trying to like talk to voters to like, you know, vote for this candidate. Like, they should vote,
wow,
you know, with their own conscience. Like, don't induce anyone. Like, let's have a right to vote. And then you see citizens turning out, you know, in the large numbers.
Yeah.
You know, they're proud to vote. Like, it's a one-time opportunity to have a say on who leads you, who represents you, right? But reverse is the case. Like, how can an aspirant or a former aspirant come and say, oh, yeah, it's about who are the delegates? Like, how much are we giving to the delegates? How can you say that on national TV? Like, where is the democracy? If it's, you know, if it's a free and fair election, then why are we hearing dollars up and down? Like, yeah, why should we? In fact, from onset, like, we lost it. Like, those elections, those conventions should be null and void. Like, why should money exchange hands? So how is it a democracy? So we're just like a laughing stock.
So let me ask you, is it possible, I think I know the answer to this question, but I must also assume that there's a possibility that there are areas I'm not looking at. Is it possible that someone can accept what might be called a gift and still vote their conscience?
No. Like, there shouldn't be any form of exchange.
Okay.
There should be any form of exchange.
What if come it's like, hey, thank you for coming? Like, you know, thank you for coming.
No way. Like, so.
But, you know, in Canada, you have trains, you have trams. Here is like a whole trip. So maybe you just transport for your back.
Okay, see, actually, you don't have to travel far. Like, the way it's done, the moment you're 18 or the moment you become a Canadian, they send you like a walking distance from your house. You don't have to.
You know the problem here with this conversation?
And then guess what? There's early voting. So you don't have to wait until the day of election. Like, whenever you're free, you can go vote. But where? My displeasure is the exchange. Like, you know, why induce people to vote? Why don't you just come, sell yourself, and then let the delegates, you know, decide?
Yeah.
But you see, from the outset, it's been flawed. The moment money changed hands, I normally send you messages like on WhatsApp and offering. She does it. Do you read it, right?
Okay.
And then I said Nigerians in Nigeria would have to wait till 2031 because we've lost these 8 years. I remember I sent that message to you
because
with
far.
The way things were going, like, we've lost the next 8 years, and it's so unfortunate. But I don't know. I hope we're alive to correct our mistakes.
I mean, you don't sound like you pity us that much. You're in Canada, so at this point, you're pretty much just watching this whole horror play out.
Yeah, but again, I have my family back home. You know, like, I still have some relatives back home.
Yeah,
and regardless, like, wherever you find yourself, Nigeria, still home.
You never know. Eventually, we believe that with doing what we must do. I mean, maybe the delegates are just a few people, and then when Nigeria, seeing the urgency of the matter, will come out and choose a candidate. So for me, it's just that you go out, choose whoever you want. But this whole having an uneducated...
Okay, put it this way. So when the incident in Owo, that's in Ondo State, happened, a friend of mine suggested that what if this whole bombing and insecurity goes to the south and then the southeast? Don't you think it's going to scare like voters to come out and vote? Imagine if this guy say, if you come out and vote, you know, on the voting day, you're going to get killed. That's going to like contribute to low voter turnout. And what? The election is rigged. And what? Back to 8 years of what? More suffering or maybe average suffering, but suffering is suffering.
You know, like, I think I appreciate
that,
your thoughts.
That was in the southwest.
I just pray that doesn't happen.
It's crazy.
I honestly, I think I understand how you can import that, but I just pray it doesn't happen because that would be insane. Really?
Hopefully.
Yeah, we pray it doesn't happen. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah, and enjoy maple syrup. That's what they're known for.
Oh, yeah, it's spring now, so.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Guys, feel free.
Sure. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Telephone lines. Hello. Welcome to Sunny Side. Oh, no. Just before I go to the telephone lines, let me share a few figures with you because, yeah, we have, I'm going to quickly just go to Nigeria Info page on Twitter and follow the figures that we have been able to at least confirm. If you give me a moment, I'm on their backs and it's coming straight to you live from our studio. Studios here in Victoria Island, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yeah, I think some of you are going to be happy. I think you like what's about to be revealed. Some candidates didn't even get a vote. Wow. The gentleman, there was this very young guy, Jack Rich. Yeah, I think I never saw him until like 2 days ago. I'm like, where have you been? You should introduce yourself. You should be about the block. But maybe he did and I just missed it. And I thought, well, okay. Hold on a second. So we have Ben Ayade. It's reported that he has 37 votes. Yeah. Mokelu Ikobasi had got zero, like absolutely no one voted for him. Onu Christopher got one vote. One vote. Ahmed Lawan, it does appear that his number's been counted or his vote's been counted, and he merged with 152 votes. Ahmed Lawan, 152 votes. David Umahi with 38 votes. Yahaya Bello emerged with 47 votes. Jack Rich got no votes. That was a gentleman from, I think, Rivers. Senator Ahmed Sani Yerima got 4 votes. And Chukwuemeka, oh yeah, Mwajuba got just 1 vote. And I think that's an educational minister. Yeah. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Telephone numbers. So the numbers are still coming in. You'd keep your fingers crossed and bear with us. We're following the details and certainly updating you with figures as they emerge. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. 10 minutes before it is 2 p.m. And of course, in about a few minutes from now, I'm going to be sharing with you. I'm going off on a break. So don't go anywhere. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. Good afternoon to you. Sorry about that. Make you back. Nigeria Info. How are you doing?
Finally,
Chineke. Thank you very much for calling. Tell us your name.
Quick one.
Yeah.
All these names mentioned. I thought they said they trimmed this thing to 5 delegates.
To be honest with you, yesterday revealed to me that APC had quite an arrangement and none of them was straight. In fact, there were more speculations than there were accurate information, like known for a fact. So it wasn't just the fact that five names came out. It was later reported after the show, I found that some people rejected the five names that, you know, pretty much were suggested to the president. Not only that, about 8 p.m. I heard that it had been pruned to 3 people. And then it was said that that was also speculation, that the president is not choosing the main guy. And later as the events unfolded, we pretty much just heard that everybody was on the ballot. In fact, Tony Bakare was on air saying that nobody told him to step down. That he only heard it in the news, and he thought he doesn't take information from the news. He will go to the party. And I thought, what's happening?
Joyce, my people say for John Asamo.
What?
Like translate?
Sure, please.
Bad thing when they happen, they make person laugh.
Uh-oh.
Okay, what's that?
I get it.
All I know, whether the delegate, I hear yesterday some delegate get up to $50,000.
It might just be rumors. Maybe it's not up to, but God, if...
Let them collect $100,000. These are not the general opinion of
absolutely.
Maybe this is from delegates and party concern, right?
Absolutely.
So the general election, come that February 23, I want to apologize to appeal to Nigerians. Please, for God's sake.
You're sounding as though it's not Nigerians who is voting for these other guys. I mean, they're Nigerians.
I don't have choice of going up from Nigeria. That is why I'm still there. If not, whatever these guys are doing, Joyce, before God and man, I'm less confined.
Oh, you sound upset.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Let them spend the whatever dollar they want to spend.
Okay.
Come February 2023, Nigerians, you should learn your lesson now.
Okay.
People died at Ondo State the other day. People died at Ilorin about 2 days ago. Killing, dying everywhere.
All right.
For 7.5 years.
Okay.
I want to go back there.
Okay.
Ah.
Thank you.
Chineke Kukuniojo.
We'll say an amen
Thank
to that.
You.
Thank you. Before I go off on a break, we have figures for Yemi Osinbajo. 235 vote counted. 235 people voted for now Vice President Yemi Osinbajo. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, I will try to revisit. I'll try to revisit the numbers, and it pretty much by the figures, you can tell who is coming up on top and who isn't. And Rotimi Amaechi's figures, I have it. Rotimi Amaechi, 316. Rotimi Amaechi, 316. Yemi Osibajo, 235. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. And we hold this day, Wednesday, yeah, to be worthy of note, the 8th of June, 2022. All right, so a quick recap of the numbers we have available. Rotimi Amaechi, 316. Ahmed Rufai Sani, 4. David Umahi, 38. Yemi Osibajo, 235. Yahaya Bello with 47. Yahaya Bello. Ahmed Lawan, 152. And Ben Ayade, 37,0700. 993. For many of you, this will be a dream come true. I, you know, like dreams take moments to unravel. Sometimes it takes you a few days to understand it. By the way, did I mention that I had a vision this morning and a woman was telling me to come fill the form to be a delegate? What do you think a girl should do? Like, I mean, I could be radio broadcaster slash delegate. I mean, and I could probably do a better job than most. Hey, think about it. Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Hey, the volume of your radio set, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. The volume of your radio set. Thank
good
you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's good to have you here. What's your name?
Yes. Okay, my name is Bayo.
Welcome, Bayo.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there is nothing anybody could do concerning what is going on now.
I mean, there's nothing. Is there anything wrong with what's going on, first of all?
No. What okay. I'm saying is that I think, the previous caller said something which I really want you to be. And it, going forward, each and every one of us that is calling, I really want you to be asking us, even maybe you make that one as your prerequisite into resuming or allow anybody to call you, that have you gotten your PVC? Because some of us just come here, make noises, and, you know, all sorts of things.
I don't
like
need
that.
To ask you if you have your PVC. I know you don't have enough money. I know you don't have electricity. I know you're concerned about insecurity. I know you're probably broke.
So that's our PVC?
I don't need to tell you to get your PVC. You have enough problems to inform your choice to get a PVC.
But what's the noise is all about?
What do you mean noise is all about?
Okay, fine. You say, okay, there is insecurity, there is inflation, there is unemployment, there is nepotism and things like that.
Yeah.
But at least for now, what we have on ground, what the cards that we have on ground to play with is, through your PVC.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm not gonna sweat it telling you to get your PVC. If you haven't suffered enough, you probably don't need it. If you're suffering...
I get your sarcastic... perception about that anyway.
You do us
a lot of good because, you know, at times, you know, I've been listening to people calling all along. You know, I just folded my hands like this. I was like, okay, this one now that is knocking in head, probably maybe you could see Joyce on me physically. I probably want to knock, hit her chest or things like that, you know. But, did you really get the PVC the first instance?
Look, to be honest with you, I think even INEC has said that quite a number of people have registered this time around. So I think people are getting their PVCs, which is the best decision they'll ever make.
Well, I think the orientation is not, the awareness is not enough. Let us know what that PVC will do for us. Mine from my phone to no count.
All right.
Let it count now. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And that's a very notable, advice. A caller asking you to get your PVC. But I think more than him telling you to get your PVCs, every factor around you indicates that you should get your PVC, except you think you're fine. And this is Canada. Probably Vancouver. That's the best part. That's the area of Canada that I like. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. The Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. Nigeria Info. Look, I told some of you that I had a vision today, and the woman told me to come get a form to fill out and become a delegate. She sounded like she had good intentions, and some of you not even talking about it. Like, you don't think I should be a delegate. But for which political party, though? Who's got more... No, PDP, do they have money in PDP? Because at this point, you know, if we're going to do the evil, we're going to use all our chests. Huh? Patriotic Nigerian? I'm just trying to see what I can make out the script in the movie. Because, you know, she's asking me to be a delegate. She just sounds like, once you just fill the form, the rest is done. So maybe I'll just, you know, check my motive. I'm not thinking. Do you understand how much you... Well, look, I think... What? Look, don't wonder. It's not a ghost in the studio. So I have an assistant in the studio. She's trying to go back and forth with me. She's asking me for motive. Is that your question?
Yes.
I have no motive. I'm a delegate. There's no... Nothing applies.
Okay.
But the money. Is
but
I,
the money.
Yeah, I mean, so at this point... If I'm going to be a delegate, there's going to be meetings that we all know should not be happening. But let it not look as if we didn't have a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just sit down there. Uh-huh. Then what must happen, happen.
Well, you should be looking at using every opportunity or position you get to do something good for the country.
That's what good people do.
But you're not a good person. Are you not a good person?
That delegates do it differently. Good people have a responsibility. Delegates have a different responsibility.
Okay.
So I'm a delegate.
Mm.
You are expecting too much. I'm a delegate. You know,
I'm just saying, I mean, it's Joyce.
And so now don't do Joyce. Do delegates. That's a problem. You're like, oh, it's Joyce. So you want to put me in a box. No, don't do Joyce. If you do Joyce, you'll be right. Do delegate. So just be a delegate. Then they'll just, oh, thank you very much. So here's something for your coffee, for your petrol back home. You know, just could you just hold this Mercedes?
And you're like, why are you giving me the Mercedes, though?
No, I won't ask you. I'm a delegate. You don't think.
No, I'm just looking at.
Why would I ask? I'm a delegate. Someone gives me a Mercedes. I'm like, why are you giving? No. I know why he gave it to me is to further the cause of Nigeria. That's a problem. You're thinking. And that's always a problem. You don't think. Lagos, what do you think about me being a delegate? And don't look at the delegates from the eyes of Joyce. That's the problem. You know, just allow a sister. After all, nobody's perfect.
Okay.
Come on now. How about that for? Come on, bring it. After all, nobody's perfect, right? Because, you know, as a delegate, I'll go there. Maybe they might share like $30,000. I'll just come here. I'll motivate you. I'll tell you I'm your mentor. You know.
I want to see the WhatsApp buzzing. That's all.
Oh. I like, you know, just keep doing it. No worries. It's going to get better. I encourage you. But I'll do nothing about all the things you're suffering about.
Wow.
I'll just be like, don't worry, it's going to get better. Means if they give me, I'll give you. You two, you're now an extension of delegation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if I get $30,000, I'll just call you. They'll be like, don't worry, you know you're a good man. You know you're good. Here's your own $1,000. One day, anywhere you see me, you'll be praying for me.
So what callers will now start doing on the show is they'll call you and say, Joyce, please, what road do you pass when you're going home?
Now, the problem is,
you won't be...
if people know I'm a delegate, they still want to be delegates. Because at that point, it's a party. Mm. It's like, you're a delegate.
Uh-huh. But you'll be needing a PA, right?
Nah. Once they give you Mercedes 2022, you know you're getting a PA. Someone is picking my, holding my purse and it's a Birkin. Oh, you see, you're also corrupt. She said I should think of her. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. You know, you tell me what you think about my vision, really. And I'm serious about the vision part. I'm just not, I haven't given consideration to the delegation part. Like, and I can read and I can write. Now, you know that's not going to be a problem. But you don't know how corrupt I can be. You can't be angry. Nobody is perfect. When we had the conversation on the Lords of Logic, you said to me that nobody is perfect. So when I'm taking the $30 or $30,000, I know you are going to defend me. You're going to say, we know nobody's perfect. Even me too. When you even meet me, me too, I also tell you that nobody is perfect. Then you suffer. But I'm with the cash. And you know, the Mercedes gotta be black, black interior, all black everything. Black wheels, black, black, black.
So vain today. What's happening to you?
Sit down there. Evil. Hey. You're calling it vain. Vanity on vanity, isn't that why we're here?
Okay.
What is Earth? The sunny side. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
This is George calling from Ogun State.
You sound serious. Afternoon to you.
there's something I just want to see.
Yeah.
And I want to call the attention of the electorate.
Okay.
Our politicians have concluded the first stage.
Okay, fantastic.
Now, they are going to go to the second stage. I'm telling you what is going to happen that is yet to happen. The second stage is to cause so much bad blood amongst us. There will be so much tribal action, so much religious extremism. They want to cause confusion and problem between us.
Okay.
Now, these politicians know their strongest areas and their weakest areas.
Mm.
In areas where they are weak, they will try to upset demographics. They will go there, maybe if there's a local government, perhaps in Lagos, and somebody feels he's not going to win in that local government because there are many people in that area that do not support him. He feels so. He goes there to cause something. The news coming in the future, in the next coming months, will be something that will go towards this direction. Because on election day, today will be the action number three.
Okay.
They will go to polling units and wards where they are not likely to get votes to upset everything.
Okay.
This is how far the politicians can go to retain power.
Okay.
So when we are talking, this is just stage one. The stage two is massive propaganda, hatred and violence. That is what the political class are going to take advantage of.
Okay.
Electorate has to stand their ground.
Okay.
Hold their guard.
Yeah.
Be watchful.
Yeah.
Be watchful.
Yeah.
Be watchful.
Okay.
Of the Nigeria.
Well, look, thank you very, very much. And I think there's certainly some facts to that. And I'm back to Joyce. I want to share something with you. I think I've also established the fact that some people are of the assumption that they don't stand a chance. So maybe you're supporting, Kwakwanso is your guy. Maybe Tinubu is your guy. Maybe the PDP guy. Atiku is your guy. Maybe, let's see now, Chukwuka Amonye is your guy. Maybe it's Peter Obi who's your guy. And some of you kind of compare what you might regard as the guy pulling the most numbers, and you say, maybe this guy. And so you give up your own stand, you give up your own stance, you give up your own will to do everything that you can to ensure that you have done all that you can. So practically after having done all to stand there for, it's like you must do everything to stand. So if your guy is an underdog, you give him everything and then you hope for the outcome. Yeah. So my assistant was speaking to me a few minutes ago, and I remembered this quote, and I'm going to share it with you before I go back to the telephone lines. What counts is not necessarily the size of the dog in the fight. What counts is the size of the fight in the dog. So even if you think your guy is an underdog and you think you don't have a fair chance, that's not how you judge a matter. What you judge a matter by is the will by which you're willing to pursue an outcome, so that a Goliath can be evidently greater, but a David can emerge, and the fight in the David can be greater than that in the Goliath, something like that. So don't judge things as you would do, but you give it everything, Okay, good. So 0700-993-993-993. And someone sent me a video of, I think this is a bunch of dancing individuals who appear to be wearing a uniform. They have uniform, and someone says, this is the moment MC Oluwamo and his supporters rejoice as Tinubu takes the early lead. Oh, absolutely. I mean, what do you hope that they would do? So, for example, in that instance, his winning and his supporters are pretty much going to drink a whole lot of alcohol today, for starters. Yeah. And someone's saying to me, Yemi Osinbajo's eloquence did not work in Nigerian politics, but I have to give it to you, sir. Well done. And to all Nigerian youths, get involved in our politics, because that is the only way to make our voices heard. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. As figures emerge, I'll furnish you with it. This is a Sunny Side, the volume of your radio set. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Turn off the volume of your radio set. Turn off your radio.
Okay. Joyce.
Have you turned off your radio?
I've turned it off completely.
Welcome.
Turned it off completely.
Thank you very much. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
Just like the guy residing in Canada
said, this the whole process is
PYO.
It's a sham. How can you be abusing people, the delegates, with money? It means that the will of the people is not prevailing. So it's going to throw up people that are not credible. And even though the present political setup is marred with flaws.
The present political setup is what? Men with flaws?
Yes, with flaws. Because you look at what the delegates are doing. In the sharing money, the candidates are doing sharing money to the delegates. What is that about? They abide their conscience.
You know, that's not even the worst part. Like yesterday, I heard someone say, if you can't read or write. And I thought, hold on a second, like, this is unreal. Like, so there are delegates who can write that. And you think, whoa, so how much thinking is going into this? So I think that's even a far bigger problem.
My sister, how will you say that if you cannot read and write and you can lead Nigeria, you can...
No. These are delegates. These are delegates. So it seems as though if we would credit the ability to read and write to be something that makes any individual powerful, then the assumption is that some of your delegates are not powerful people because they do not know how to read and write. And that tells you something of your politics.
It is not even that they don't know. What about people that know how to read and write?
Fantastic.
We have people that have been leading. Democracy is a game of numbers. And it is I usually tell people that it is the gathering of people that has the common will to better the lot of the people that will make that democracy flourish well.
So what's going to change? So what should change, in your opinion?
What should change is the constitution. Is the judiciary process that is highly compromised. Is the monetization of the political process, honestly.
Okay. Well, keep your fingers crossed. The numbers are coming in, and I'm going to be finishing you with them. We ready? Okay. So we have to quickly go off on a short break. We'll be right back. Line to 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Sorry I lost you. Make it back. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190 Nigeria Info.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Hi, Joyce.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's John from Evangelica.
Welcome, John. Hope you're happy with what's unfolding.
You see, Joyce, when we are telling you that for me, that I have no faith in this so-called country. People will be thinking maybe we are just trying to be sentimental.
Or pessimistic.
You see, Joyce, look at what is happening. Money going around front and back.
What's wrong with that?
And after they will tell the general populace, vote your conscience. Don't collect money. Don't give money. Don't take money. But can you see what is happening there? This is a convention of 18. It is a pity.
Oh.
You know, all this thing is not even my problem, Joyce.
Yeah.
My problem is like what I said the other day that I called you. I said that a certain group of people in this country have made up their mind that they will never allow Igbo to assume office of presidency. Let me not use the word rule now. So some people begin to tackle me. If the PDP present Atiku, which is Hausa, and then the APC present Nada Yoruba now,
to help your argument, so far Bola Tinubu has secured 1,000 votes and still counting. So the man has the day.
I am not surprised, Joyce. It's like you don't understand me. I know there is plan on ground. Okay. If you give it to Atiku, if Atiku did not win at Hausa, then the APC, the Yoruba will win.
I don't think you can use the word give it to Atiku if delegates voted for him, which we all watched on live television. So can you see something there?
The delegate did not vote for them.
What do you mean by
that? They buy their way through.
Well, that's a different conversation.
They buy their way through.
Okay.
So, but they will, in the other way, they will say that the delegate voted for them.
Okay.
You see, people are just making noise. P2B, P2B, P2B. POB will not see the light of the day.
Do you know the problem with what you're saying?
Hold on a second.
Do you know what you're doing?
What am I doing?
You're sabotaging yourself. So you're a guy.
I'm not.
You're saying you don't believe in this guy.
Yes.
And then the one guy who is the, for example, maybe you're the Nigerian who wants zoning, who wants the an opportunity for an Igbo guy, and here you have people clamoring for a Peter Obi. You then, by yourself, so Peter Obi is not in a contest just yet. He has not run. But you're already telling yourself that you are defeated. You're already saying you're defeated. No. Ignore that. So you see, a fight is
what
is...
How am I going to do that?
How can you not do that?
After every... Listen, Joyce. After everything, there's a way that we manipulate this election to make sure that even if the whole Nigeria stands for Peter Obi, he will never get the result.
You know what? I don't know that you are correct, but I can assume that you might have a point, yeah? But we cannot function on assumptions. Because what you're doing is, if you make assumption the truth, then you're not going to act in a manner or go in the direction that you should. If, for example, hold on a second.
I'm not, please.
And if, for example, Peter Obi is your guy, you go, you register, you get your PVC, you tell all your family members, you say, this is who we want to vote for. On the day the sun rises and the government says this is day for election, you pack all of your family, you go and vote. That's the only thing you can do. And only until you have done that, you cannot say anything about the process. Nothing. You can't say anything.
Like
only until you've done that. Because now you have neither done anything.
Have you just seen what is going on the convention now?
You're not the one determining. So this is what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to understand that this is, for example, a battle for something. That's what you're calling it, right? You want something.
Yes.
You are in a fight. And you're not even the one who determined the rule of the fight. But you're in the fight. So you must learn the rules of the fight and give it everything that you have got. You can't just stand outside the ring and be complaining. Like, what do you want?
I don't think even if I give everything and maybe I'm borrowed, it will still work.
You're defeated.
Let me still shock you, Joyce. There are external forces from outside this country
at this
that
point,
is also working against the Igbo assuming office.
So
if you don't know that, let me tell you that too.
You know what? I'm assuming that you're right. So are you going to, at this point, do nothing? Because that's where the conversation is going. So now, given that you know all your enemies, you will now say to yourself, I have an enemy here, I have an enemy here, I have an enemy there, I have an enemy there. So I'll go and put myself where they can catch me and kill me. Is that what you're going to do?
I'm asking you a question. Let me just conclude by saying that...
No. I'm asking you... Stop. I'm asking... I'm asking you, if you're going to call my show... and you want a conversation, I'm asking you a question. You must answer the question or the conversation is ended. I'm asking you a question. What are you going to do? Because that's the problem with Nigerians. You complain. You know all the problems, but you have no solution. You're not even willing to do something.
So I'm asking you, what are you going to do?
You're just going to sit down there and lose?
I don't have such power to fight.
Are you going to sit down and lose? Or are you going to do at least what you can?
I will do what I can.
Thank you. And that's the best you
can
do.
Thank you, too.
Wow. This will work. The sunny side. To 9.3 Nigeria info, the sunny side. Desmond thinks I need a lot of air. God knows I need ice cream, I need a good lunch, a cup of coffee, and really fresh air. So, maybe that's also the power of being able to think that, you know, and again, I just told you like 2 minutes ago, it's not the size of the fight outside of you, it's the size of the fight inside of you. They say they give you the rules of the game. You understand the rules of the game and you come up with a strategy. You don't say, I have an enemy there. Hey, this one too is my enemy. Okay, one, that one too, my enemy. And I have enemies all over the place. So then you just go and sit down with hand fan outside your house, no light. When people are going to vote, you say, we're not voting after all. They'll buy it. Sell it. Worst case, sell it. You remember the parable of the servants whose master gave talents? The one who was given 5 did something with it. Do something with your vote. You're calling me, you're complaining. What am I supposed to do? say sorry. One day, if you don't vote, you don't have like 2022, you won't have 2023. You're acting as though you have, you act as though that there is something you can choose not to do that absorbs you of suffering. You're acting like you're not even suffering enough. You're acting like if you just tell yourself that nothing will change, yo, maybe what you really do is you will yourself into more suffering so that the devil can have the day. You forget that for good to prevail over evil is duty. Maybe I should have a conversation around that. For good to prevail over evil. A man will wake up, or men will wake up, and that's their life's responsibility. You don't go and sit down and be like, this evil self. Wow. Now I'm tired though. Let me call Nigeria Info. I won't do anything now. I'll just complain. I just call to come and complain. No. You've not seen anything. How much is dollar now? Wait now, this time next year. So if you're having foreign education, your parents are not telling you the truth. They're suffering. Well, except your father's a politician. And maybe if I'm a delegate by next year, I won't be complaining. Because if I'm not a delegate, I'm going to keep complaining. The sunny side. Wow. Connect? Up next. Ladies and gentlemen, Bola Ahmed Tinubu has the day. The APC primaries flag bearer would be Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Congratulations to him. Apparently his supporters are dancing already. And of course, God bless this great country, Nigeria. Yep, okay. And I think you pretty much just have every other person on that list. I did share with you Osinbajo. I shared with you. Well, we're going to probably at a later time speak with those who chose to. Okay, so we're going to quickly go off on a break in a moment. But you have to learn the psychology of war. And so this is to the Peter Obi supporters. If you're a Peter Obi supporter, then you know the size, your size, then you give it your best skill. And that's how you fight. We'll be right back.